All right. And, Gene and Isaiah here again for the third time in a row.
Third episode!
Oh my god!
We're excited and we know that you are too.
It's the only way to feel right now, let me tell you.
So happy to be at number three.
I can
Three's the number.
I can only hope that there are many more, and that this episode has no cursing because my father's
out. Well, I'll do it as loud as I can.
As loud as you can?
It's generally me that swears, because I'm so vulgar and offensive.
Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but Isaiah is the most vulgar and offensive person I know. Just the other day, he was talking to me about girls. Girls! I mean, that's crossing the line. And for those of you who don't understand Isaiah, he's the type of person to come over and not accept your food.
Well, after I've already eaten my fill of bueno, and I'm completely stuffed beyond oblivion, I'm not going to eat those tacos, Gene. I'm just not going to do it.
I am holding in my hand a soft burrito supreme and a taco supreme. They taste very good.
I just ate from Bueno. I ate a muchaco and a burrito and two tacos and a Coke.
And you can't have two more?
You can't have two more? It's beyond my physical capabilities to eat those tacos.
I don't believe it is, and for one, I'm really disappointed. But he had no problem coming over and having a drink.
Well, I remember what happened last time I came over and had a drink, and I was hoping to relive the experience.
For those who don't know what Isaiah is talking about, the last time that Isaiah had a drink offered to him at my house, he caught the flu.
Yeah, as we talked about in the second episode. Yeah. Yeah, so listen to the second episode first, and know what we're talking about.
No.
All right.
So we don't have to waste our time with all you idiots out there.
You stupid
yeah.
Idiots.
There it is.
Yesterday I watched Zoolander.
I'm sorry.
Such a good movie.
I refuse to watch it.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen it, nor will I ever see it.
There's the part where he's like...
Yeah.
He's like, so now I guess you don't think I'm such a good Yagoogalizer. You know, the guy at the funeral that speaks, the Yagoogalizer. And then later on he's like, for a second there, I thought people were going to be reading Are You Googlies?
Yagoogly. It's not funny.
Yeah, it is.
No.
It is. Gene, it's funny.
It's not. It's stupid.
You know what's funny? It's me hitting you in the face with my penis.
That's not funny either.
Yeah, it is. You want to see?
No.
It would be scary.
Well, Isaiah, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Little phlegm left. Still swallowing it.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
The phlegm, after hours of swallowing phlegm, you know, does it corrupt your mouth?
No.
Does it feel as if your entire mouth has been tainted and now smells only of phlegm?
I don't know what phlegm smells like. Possibly like snot, which you smell all the time. But,
no, there's a difference between snot and phlegm.
But you do get that gooey coating in your mouth, you know, on the roof of your mouth, like right in the very back of your tongue, and it's just... I guess that's kind of nasty.
I don't really know what spawned that, other than,
us drinking and...
Yeah, having straws and...
Yeah, we've decided to just kind of hang out for this episode.
Yeah, we tried to get something going, and...
God, it was just... Writer's block.
It really was. Writer's block hardcore. So every time you make a funny comment, or, you know, say something interesting, which... probably won't happen this time
around.
Not today. But it is us... You know, searching the depths of our minds.
And anuses.
On occasion. more than once has the jokes come from the anus.
That's a funny part of the body to talk about.
It really is. I mean...
It's this little sphincter-shaped brown spot that opens and closes and on command.
I wonder if this is the body part that all the other body parts make fun of.
Generally, my body parts are making fun of other body parts on myself.
When the when the elbow's telling a joke to the wrist, and he's like, "Man, you seen the anus? Guy smells like ass."
And the wrist is like, "It is an ass."
Yeah. And he's just like, "Of course, I'm an ass."
The middle part of it is, in fact, smelly like an ass. Whenever the wrists are talking.
I don't know what the body parts are thinking. And, you know, frankly, I guess the sphincter, the anus, is the fat kid of the group. And, you know, I feel sorry.
I feel sorry for it. That's why you gotta take good care of it.
Yeah.
You know, just daily maintenance, scheduled and routined, as I do. Lube it up a bit.
All right, then. We're going to stop that there.
All right.
See, this is where a schedule would have come in handy, because talking and transit... You guys don't understand there at home what it's like to run a successful radio show. And frankly, neither do we.
Neither do we.
And that's why we don't run a successful radio
show. I can tell you right now that we would have a much more successful radio show if you guys would email us.
Yes. For God's sake, we've been on the air for 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Almost a month.
Almost a month. And we never get an email.
We have not had a single email. And I think it might be...
Not even a spam email.
No.
Not even one.
It's sad.
It really...
It makes me cry.
At night, I lay in my bed. You know, what's worth getting up tomorrow? Excuse me. See now, Isaiah, if you would have indulged in your taco, you would have had a quality entertainment such as
Might I say that burp reeks of taco-y goodness, Gene? Oh my god.
Isaiah's flapping his hands, trying to escape from that which is the air around him. That was an adventure. What were we talking about?
Oh god, you were crying.
Yes, I was crying, and I'm thinking to myself, what is worth getting up in the morning? And, you know. What are you doing?
It's sad music in the background.
That's the American anthem.
It's sad.
No. I need some violin. Give me some violin. That's just you whistling. No, yeah, that's much better. Anyway, so I'm laying in my bed, and I'm crying. Tears are actually coming from my eyes. And I'm thinking to myself, why? I mean, why am I on this earth? And I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm going to be honest with you. The reason that I live is for you to send me an email. SquizzyRadio@hotmail.com. Please. Give me a reason to wake up in the morning. Don't take my life.
That was touching, Gene.
Yeah. You know, you just gotta tell it how it is. Sometimes.
I have to say that I feel the same way. There's many a day when I'm, you know, going to the bathroom or hitting myself in the head with a hammer.
Yeah. I think we've all been there.
I'm just...
I pity those people that hit themselves in the head with a hammer, you know, while going to the bathroom.
I have to, because we have no email.
Yeah. If you guys really, I mean, one tiny little email, squizzyradio@hotmail.com, it's really not.
And that's squizzy without a U. I don't know why we did it without a U.
I don't know. It's not skizzy. I mean, it is squizzy, but there is
S-Q-I-Z-Z-Y. Yeah.
Not skizzy.
I wonder how many emails squizzy has gotten with the U.
Well, that'd be bad.
That would suck.
But you would think that,
probably none.
Yeah, you would think that people would be smart enough to make the connection with the squizzy spelling on the site.
Yes, so anyway.
Yeah. I'm depressed now, I don't even
care. Yeah, I know, it's sad. So, I think now's a good time for us to play the song we're going to play today. And, this is one I came up with. It is a fantastic band called The Postal Service. Lead singer from Death Cab for Cutie.
For all of those of you that don't have girlfriends.
Yeah, it's a fantastic song. Listen to this part of the show over and over again, and you will be singing this song as much as Gene.
Yeah.
Because ever since he's heard it, he just hasn't stopped. It's a great song, so back.
No, we're not going to it yet, because I have something to say.
Oh, well, freaking hurry it up, man.
Sorry.
I'm already
playing. Why don't you
shut up and play?
All right.
Let's go.
Keep me dry as Alright, how'd you like it, guys? Good song?
I think that's possibly the greatest song I've ever heard. It's so good. I mean, when you listen to it and you hear the different noises and beep-a-doop and the boops and the I'm the one sleeping or something. I don't remember. It's good. It's good. It's good. All right.
Well, got another caller this week. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. David Beowulf, badass guy from our clan. It's David Beowulf something or other. Don't know his last name.
The computer might
Barnett.
Be
crashing. Barnett. David Beowulf Barnett.
Team Saints.
Yeah, that's him. Anyway.
David Tip.
Huh?
Let's bring him in.
David, you there?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Squizzy Radio. You're live.
Yeah, what's up, guys? How are you all?
Nothing much. How's it going? Where are you at?
I'm a Landshark right now.
Aha, Landshark.
Landshark, home of high pings and terrible choke.
You got it all right there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so, I'm hearing that there's a Landshark party going down there.
When?
I don't know. At Landshark, somewhere tonight. That's what I hear.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I haven't heard of this yet.
Oh, well, I was talking to Kevin. And for those of you that remember Kevin, our caller on the last episode, though, he was saying that him and Jeff and Connor were actually all going over to Landshark because there's a party.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I heard.
I wouldn't believe anything Kevin says. He's gay anyways.
Yeah.
Kevin is gay.
We
I believe that.
David, are you a fan of the show? Have you been listening?
Yes, I'm a long-time listener.
Yeah? How long?
About 3 days.
Yeah, all right.
That's probably the longest listener we have.
Yeah?
Probably.
Awesome.
When you you look at all the idlers in the channel, you realize that those are all Squizzy Radio fans.
Really?
Yeah, every one of them.
All 36?
All 40. Six last night, 46, 47.
46, BS.
No, it's on the record.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
It was.
Excellent. So, David, what do you think of the team?
I think there's potential.
Yeah. David, for those of you that don't know, Team Saints recently underwent a small roster change. We brought on Beowulf, Titan, and Nemi from Team Gex. Jex. Team Gex or Jex?
I think it's, Jex, maybe?
Yeah, whatever. The fact is, they broke up.
Yeah, and, kidding.
And to, actually, to make it a little more, bit more interesting, I saw Tabris on the roster there. What's that about?
I have no idea.
No, me either.
Alright.
Alright, Tabris, for those of you who don't know Tabris, Tabris was the leader of Team Voltage. No, that was Sinister. Whatever. Anyway, Tabris played for Team Voltage, one of the better...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, one of the better teams out, and then he went to play for Surreal Skill, and now I see his name on the Team Gex and Jex roster, and it confused me.
Huh.
Yeah.
Awesome. All
right, this is where David starts saying to himself, "Dear God, this is the most boring situation I've ever been to."
Yeah, I'm talking to people on IRC right now. They're telling me that it's a big mistake to talk to you guys. I'm starting to see why they say that.
Yeah, well, you know, if you'd come on the air with something interesting to say, it would be a little bit better. A little bit easier for us, you know, make our jobs just that much easier.
Well, you guys are supposed to come on here with some content.
David, why haven't you emailed Squizzy Radio?
Yes, if, you know, why?
Nope.
Yep. No, we need emails, man. You're not sending any.
For what?
Squizzy Radio.
Yeah, but for what, like content stuff?
Well, you know, we need comments, suggestions. People are always like, "Hey, your show sucks." Except the pranks, those are good. Have you heard the pranks, David?
I've heard a couple. I like the Best Buy one. That was...
No. Those are the old school pranks, David. We've got new pranks.
Really? Like what?
Good pranks.
Squizzy Radio pranks. Anus Hair Taco.
Chicken Testicles.
Oh.
Those are good.
Those are good ones. We got a whole trilogy of Unipants pranks.
Actually, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
There's a member on our team. His name's Denizen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Adam.
Adam.
We have not made fun of Adam yet this episode.
Well, this is more on a serious note. I'm questioning Denizen's sexual orientation. Is he gay?
I think that he is, actually. I've known the guy for about going on a decade. And the longer I hang out with him, the more like a flaming homosexual I feel, just being around him. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could be the leading cause to why he might be gay?
I could be the leading cause? No, he may turn out in the long run to be the leading cause of every male's homosexuality.
Because, I mean, I've seen pictures of his girlfriend, and she was pretty hot. I mean, I'd like to fuck her myself, but...
Awesome.
Yeah, ever since then, I mean, he seems like he's got a wisp that's kind of developed. Mm-hmm. If you ever watch him walk, it's really kind of flaming. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. No, I think we all, you know, we see Adam, and we're
like... I mean, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, why don't you try not interrupting me there, dumbass? Okay. Yeah, thanks. I'm the host here, not you. Anyway, so when we're, when we're hanging out, you know, Adam, he's sitting in the car seat adjacent from me, and, you know, he puts his hand on my leg every once in a while, and I'm, you know, Adam's, please, you know, please don't. And, you know, I mean, it ends there, and whether or not there are feelings that are acting out on that, or it's just a, you know, one time.
It's kind of like, ha, 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 I'm gay type thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny that I'm touching your leg.
Yep, because I'm gay. You know, I don't...
Last time I was at his house, in his bathroom, I saw a huge, like, one of those gallon tubs of lube.
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Did you confront him about that?
I didn't. It's kind of an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
You know, he's a good friend of mine, but I think we're all on the same level here, Dave.
Yeah, we're all
on the same level. Friend.
Indeed.
All right, David. Well, you know, thanks for your call, and send a radio.
Send a radio to our email, David.
Okay, and please never make me do this again. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks.
Take it easy, David.
All right, bye.
All right.
David, that makes so much noise when you do that.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. I'll leave it alone.
All right.
God.
Whoa.
Almost stab you in the hair with my face.
You almost gonna have hit me right in the face.
Backwards say everything now, I will.
All right, then. You'll make a little bit more sense.
Screw it up once, gotta keep it going.
Yep, all right.
all right, well, so we still got some time.
Uh-oh, here I go.
Gene's still coughing like a pansy. I told him he needs to stop doing that, and he won't stop.
Yep.
And I'm not. Have
it's not
to
my
beat
fault.
Him up.
Please don't.
I will.
For those of you that are on the site right now, are on the site right now and you're wondering, where are the pranks? They may or may not be there because we haven't done them yet and it's 6:30 and we don't know if we're going to.
And Adam's all calling me on the phone. Why aren't you guys screaming?
Scream, scream. Oh my God, you're doing the show.
And, so, you know, some of you know how that can be
mm-hmm.
when you have people doing that. We tried to get Adam to call into the show.
Yeah, no avail.
No avail. We will get him in here every once in a while. By the way, Adam is my good friend. Mm-hmm. I love him dearly.
I'm going to have to now ask Theo's question to you, Isaiah. You say that you love Adam, and this causes... Funny feelings in my private spots.
It should.
All right.
Just the thought of me and Adam getting together.
It's disgusting. Oh, speaking of getting together, Isaiah had the opportunity.
No, Gene. No. You see, this is where we. And all right. Go ahead. I will get my revenge.
No. If you guys want to know, you can message me. All right. This is SQ Lover for Isaiah Peterson. And
this is Izzy for SQ Lover.
All right, Spadoinkle.
Boop!